Good morning and welcome to day 29 of my top tips on creating a powerful personal presence. And yesterday I was talking about surrounding yourself with inspirational people, people that inspire you, motivate you, challenge you and keep you moving forward. And today I'd like to continue that theme with talking about investing in you. Now, I did talk about investing in yourself in one of my earlier tips, but today I want to expand that a little and talk about planning your future growth. So looking at your goals and your vision and where you want to get to in the future and deciding what you need to do to get yourself there. So what do you need to learn? What new skills do you need to take on board? What experience do you need? And planning in that development time. It's incredibly easy when we're busy, and particularly when we run our own business, to get so involved in all the day-to-day tasks that we need to do, to just put ourselves on the bottom of that list and never get round to investing in ourselves. We are the biggest asset our business has. And if we were in a large corporate, and in fact you may be, then a lot of them do invest in their people and make sure that they're a regular training program. So you're constantly adding to your skills. But very often as a solopreneur or small business owner, we forget the importance of learning and development and growth. And months and years can go past without us learning anything new other than what we learn through our mistakes. So what I'm suggesting you do is to really think about what new skills and what new knowledge would help you to achieve the goals that you've set for yourself and the vision that you've got, and plan them into your diary. And I really recommend that you invest at least a full day every single month in your own personal development. It's a really good practice to get into. It will give you time to take stock of where you are, time to reevaluate where you're going. And sometimes this might show that actually you've got the ladder up against the wrong wall and you're continuing to climb that ladder, but actually it needs to go in a different direction. And just taking stock and taking time out will make you see your business with fresh eyes. And going on a workshop or a training course will mean that once again you're spending time with other people who are inherently invested in developing themselves, in growing their business. You make some great new connections. You learn from the trainer. You learn from the other people in the room, from their experiences. And of course, at the same time, you're building your network. And the effect of investing in yourself is that you start to value yourself more because you're recognizing that you are your biggest asset and you're allowing yourself that time for your growth and your development. So your self-esteem, your confidence, your knowledge, they all grow. And with that growth, you've got some knowledge to bring back to your business, to your network. You've got new information to share when you're at networking events, in your blogs, on social media, and you suddenly grow in your area of expertise and people start to listen to you because you've got something new to share. So this constant self-development is really important to do. And of course, as you know, when your confidence grows, when your knowledge grows, when your self-esteem grows, then so does your personal presence. And that personal presence will be heard and seen more because you've got more to talk about. And of course, with that added knowledge, it will take you closer to your goals. So take a little bit of time today to plan time for you, time to invest in your growth, in your knowledge, in your development, in your biggest asset, which is undoubtedly, absolutely you. Have fun on day 29 and I'll look forward to seeing you on my 30th and final top tip tomorrow.